Hey guys and girls, this is the Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast. We're here in Houston, Texas at Fountain Studios. This is Coach Skiles.
This is Coach Dylan.
And we have a great show for you today. Lots of news and notes to get to. And then we're going to hit our running back rankings and then read through some emails.
Oh yeah, I'm excited. Got a great show planned out. Let's go into those news and notes.
Okay, first thing. Martavis Bryant suspended.
Yep, 4 games for substance abuse policy. He is appealing it, but if he does not win it, what does it do to his fantasy value?
Well, even if he appeals it, I would think he's going to get 2 games at least. So, fantasy value, well, first of all, I'm dropping him down almost 10 spots, around the 10-15 spots. Okay, second of all, Le'Veon Bell, what do you think it does to him?
I think it increases his status. If Bell gets any games in while Bryant's out, if Bryant is gone for all 4 of those games, I think that week 3 and week 4, it increases Le'Veon Bell's value.
Yeah, I can see them depending on Bell more, but since we talked last, Bell lost his center. So I think that's kind of a draw right there. Bell losing Marquise Pouncey there.
That is a big hurt. Anytime you lose someone on your offensive line, especially a Pro Bowler, it's going to...
the best person on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Their best player.
So, that does hurt, and I can see...
I'm moving Le'Veon Bell down, actually, behind Lacy, so I'm going to have Le'Veon Bell at number 5 now. They lost the center.
Oh, wow. So. Okay, Le'Veon Bell going to 5. I wouldn't drop him that low, but I can see where you're going.
If he didn't have the suspension and he had a center, I'm taking him probably 1 or 2. AP 1, Le'Veon Bell 2. But, obviously, things have happened. Situations have changed. The center's down. Pouncey's out. He is their best O-lineman. What about Big Ben? Has that hurt his value any? Because Big Ben likes to stay back and toss the ball and wait for routes to develop.
Yeah, I think it hurts Big Ben's value mainly because Bryant was that deep ball threat, and you've already seen that in the preseason. And in week 2, he just lobbed it up there, and Bryant went and got it for a 44-yard touchdown. So I definitely think it hurts Big Ben's value. Not much, because he's still in a prolific passing scheme. And so I still see Big Ben, you know, doing pretty well until Bryant comes back, but it is going to hurt his numbers a little bit for those first couple of weeks.
What do you think about Big Ben or Matt Ryan? Okay, that's a choice I had the other day in the draft, and I was really on the fence. I had Big Ben rated right above Ryan, but the center got hurt, and just, I don't know, it had me confused. What do you think, Big Ben or Matt Ryan?
That is a tough choice. I would still personally go Big Ben because, I mean, Big Ben has that offense. He still has Marcus Wheaton. He has a security blanket in Heath Miller. He has Antonio Brown, who puts up ridiculous numbers. And, I mean, I still like Big Ben, even though for the first 2 weeks, I'll pick Matt Ryan over him. But after that, I like Big Ben the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, after the first 2 weeks, Matt Ryan's going to have just one receiver because Roddy White's going to get hurt. Guarantee that. The dude always getting hurt. Nonstop. That's a constant. Death, taxes, and Roddy White hurting something. So, and then Big Ben, their offense is just better. So, actually, I did draft Big Ben in the draft and skipped Matt Ryan. So, I feel like I did the right thing there. So,
oh, yeah, good choice.
Big Ben's 5th in our rankings. Matt Ryan, 6. I actually have, Russell Wilson. We might have to fit him there because he's at 7. Russell Wilson or Matt Ryan? What are you thinking? And I'm talking about 6 points. Per passing touchdown.
6 points per passing touchdown? I'm going to have to go Matt Ryan because he's in that Kyle Shanahan offense and he has that number one weapon in Julio Jones. Russell Wilson doesn't have that number one weapon.
Well, so. people have the argument, and it's a valid argument that Jimmy Graham is there now. Still, I just don't see Russell Wilson. He got most of those points. Those 800 yards and those 6 rushing touchdowns, which I don't see him duplicating at all. I can see him getting 550 yards max and 4 touchdowns. I don't think he duplicates that. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And but hey, enough about quarterbacks. We went over them last podcast. Let's keep this.
All right, let's get those going. Next one. Okay, what do you got?
What do I got? I got injuries. More specifically, Jordy Nelson going down, torn ACL, out for the year.
Our last podcast, we were actually watching the game when it happened. Didn't realize it was a torn ACL. But yeah, this changes a lot of things in the Packers scheme and a lot of different ADPs.
Yeah, definitely. So Davante Adams, what does it do to him?
Okay, he jumps up about 20 spots now. He's my 16th receiver around that spot. I'm looking to get him after Brandon Cooks, around that area. What about you?
Yeah, definitely. He jumps up, maybe not all the way to 16, because it's still his second year in the league. And yes, he's in a prolific passing offense. And yes, he's going to be one of Aaron Rodgers' favorite targets. But I don't see him jumping up all the way to that. I see him jumping to the low 20s, about 21 or 22, which is still a significant jump for him. But I don't see him getting that many touchdowns. I might see him get quite a few receptions and yards. But yeah, definitely look for his touchdowns to drop. However, I still feel there's some sneaky sleeper value in Green Bay right now with Ty Montgomery, the third string wideout now. He's a rookie. And I really feel like he's going to benefit the most from this Nelson injury. And his ADP, or where he finishes at the end of the year, is going to drastically surpass his ADP.
Okay, yeah. I see Ty Montgomery being the third receiver. I think Green Bay is going to go to more three receiver sets this year from what I'm hearing, and a faster up-tempo offense. So, yeah, Ty Montgomery is a good deep sleeper. Grab a flyer on him. Last year, I think the third receiver in Green Bay had 60 targets.
Yeah, it was Davante Adams.
Yeah, Davante, yeah. So yeah, Ty Montgomery's a good deep sleeper. Let's play a little name game real quick because I really think you underestimated Davante Adams. Just tell me, who would you like better now that Davante Adams is number two in Green Bay? Let's see, Davante Adams or DeSean Jackson?
Davante Adams.
DeSean Jackson is going number 18th receiver. Davante Adams or Julian Edelman?
Davante Adams.
Julian Edelman's going 19. Davante Adams or Keenan Allen?
Davante Adams.
Keenan Allen's number 20. Here's one that might get you. I don't know. Davante Adams or Jarvis Landry?
I'd rather go Jarvis Landry on that one.
Okay. He's going 21 receiver, which I think Jarvis Landry is better than Edelman and Allen, and I probably would take him over Adams. Davante Adams or Andre Johnson?
I'm going to go Andre Johnson.
Who's going in the same round as Davante Adams now in the fourth. And Davante Adams and Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks is going 15th. And yeah, I think that's right. I had Davante Adams right behind Brandon Cooks. Personally, Davante Adams or Andre Johnson is a toss-up. I think they're about the same.
Yeah, I just think I see Andre getting more touchdowns than Davante Adams because Luck likes that big, strong wideout that he can find in the red zone, and that's exactly what Andre Johnson gives him.
Okay, what about Aaron Rodgers? Obviously, he's going to go down just a little bit. We had our QB rankings episode. We had Rodgers 1, and obviously we both agree Rodgers is number 2.
Yeah. Rodgers definitely falls behind Andrew Luck now. And, I mean, for good reason, he lost his top wideout. And so that really hurts. And speaking of that, do you see Randall Cobb's value increasing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. I think he was going right in the teens and from anywhere from 12th to 18th receiver going off the board. Now he's top 10 going in the second round, and I think that's about right. I'm not going to reach for him early second, but late second of Cobb's there, I'm going to take him. I think I have him around 9.
Okay,
right after Calvin and right before DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I can agree with that. So significant changes in fantasy value after preseason week 2.
We
saw
things up.
Saw a lot of injuries happen and a lot of misfortunes, but we also saw some improvement from the running back Todd Gurley. He's practicing now. He's been doing 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 drills. Mm-hmm. A lot of people didn't think he was going to even practice until the start of the season. So what does this do to his fantasy value?
Yeah, well, obviously it's going to shoot him up a little bit, but not too much in my opinion, okay? The guy hasn't got many reps. I don't think he's going to be playing any preseason games. I doubt he plays in week 3 in preseason here.
Yeah. Jeff Fisher already came out and said they're not going to let Gurley play in the preseason.
Yeah. I mean, you need those reps, though. Especially if you're a rookie, those are valuable reps. So, I mean, even if he comes out week 1, I wouldn't start him.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one, mainly because, yes, while those game reps are very important, Todd Gurley's a once-in-a-decade type running back. They've already compared him to AP. Like, he has that special talent. And now you're going to get 2 solid weeks of practice time with him, of him learning the playbook and actually running it. I see Gurley jumping up in drafts. I'm going to take him. Like, he's going like 30 overall right now at running backs. I'm going to take him in low teens, like 18, 19 overall, because he's a stud. And you don't bench studs. You don't give studs five carries a game. I don't see Jeff Fisher, who's fighting for his job this year, to take it easy on Gurley. I see him giving him 10 to 15 carries the first game, even though a lot of people are expecting like 5 or 6. I see him getting 10 to 15, and then week 2, full workload. And so I really like Todd Gurley this season, and now that he's practicing, makes me even more excited.
Would I be surprised if what you said happens? No. I mean, Jeff Fisher, he likes to have a workhorse, and I just think Todd Gurley's going to be a little bit slower into getting into that workhorse mode, more like I see him week 5, week 6, and that's if his, you know, his knees hold up, which – you know, he should. He's a monster. I mean, a lot of people come out of college and call him the next AP, so I guess we'll put that name to the test and see how he handles this injury. But I'm still looking at Gurley in round 6, even though his average draft position is round 5. If he's there in 6 and 7, I might take a risk on him. But
well, I will definitely get Gurley before you then in any draft that we do together, because I'm going to look for him in round 4.
Yep.
And so, speaking of rookie running backs, who are we looking at in the week 3 matchups? We're going to look at T.J. Yeldon, Melvin Gordon, and Tevin Coleman.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely looking for these. And I'm hoping Coleman gets on the field. And I have like 2 dynasty leagues where I drafted Coleman. And it's really starting to worry me. This guy's not getting reps. I think it's just a hamstring thing. But, you know, I'm anxious to see what he has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm anxious to see what Coleman and Yeldon have. Yeldon's very excited to be back practicing and getting that chance to be that back for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So look for him to get a lot of reps this preseason game, and for Coleman to prove to Atlanta that he can be that workhorse back. And so I'm very excited to watch them this Saturday. And Melvin Gordon, he has to prove to me that he can get positive yardage on every carry.
Everybody that he's worth being drafted in the 4th round like he is right now.
Yeah, and to me, he has not done that so far.
He's
so,
looking almost lost out there to me.
Yeah, he really needs to show this week. This is the week that he needs to show us that he's worth that 4th round pick.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, Melvin Gordon is going almost 2 to 3 rounds above most of the other running backs. But I like Amir a lot better than Melvin Gordon. What about you?
Yeah, I like Amir Abdullah a lot more than Melvin Gordon right now, too, because, I mean, Amir Abdullah is showing that the hype is real. Mm-hmm. Amir Abdullah is showing the runs, showing that he can be that shifty change of pace back that can also probably be a workhorse. And so I like Abdullah over Gordon until Gordon shows me that he can get positive yards on every carry.
We're also leaving out the other rookie, Tevin Coleman, you know, the ugly stepsister. The last rookie running back, really. What about Tevin Coleman?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan on Tevin Coleman. He, like we said, you're excited to see him this weekend play, and so am I, but I'm still not a big fan because that timeshare with Devontae Freeman, I'm just not loving it. I really do see that as a timeshare. I don't think Coleman's going to wow the coaches. I hope he proves me wrong. I mean, I know you do because you have him in 2 dynasty leagues, but I don't see him proving me wrong. I see him being
a... I didn't pick him because I wanted to. All the other rookie running backs were gone. Well, rank them in order on how you would draft them now, today.
How I would draft them, rookie running backs, 1 through 5. Here we go. Number 1, Amir Abdullah. Number 2, Todd Gurley. Number 3, Melvin Gordon. And the top 3 are really interchangeable. They're really close for me. They're like 1A, 1B, and 1C. And then I go T.J. Yeldon. Then I go Tevin Coleman.
I just don't like Jacksonville's offense at all. I don't think I ever have. I mean, obviously, Maurice Jones-Drew is good. But besides him, it's been like a fantasy Death Valley. And you don't want to be around there. I totally agree. I kind of want to put Melvin Gordon ahead of Gurley. Actually, not kind of. I do want to put Gordon in front of Gurley. Just because I like the situation better. I'm not saying he's a better talent. But I know Gordon's healthy. And hopefully he proves that here week 3 that he can actually play some ball.
Yeah, yeah. I think he will. I think Gordon's going to show something this preseason week, and all the hype's going to be for real.
I just think it comes down to you have more faith in Gurley's than me. I don't have the faith.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. I love Todd Gurley, and that's why I drafted him in my keeper league. I'm absolutely in love with this guy. He is a once-in-a-decade talent. I can't wait to watch him this season. And so let's move on to our top 24 halfbacks, the main segment of this podcast. And also, if y'all have any questions out there, email us at fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. Also, follow us on Twitter. Send us a tweet.
Did you just call it Tweeter?
Yeah, I did. On Twitter, send us a tweet.
Isn't that player on Varsity Blues? Was his name Tweeter?
I think so. But follow us. It's @_fantasycoaches. And then also, we have an Instagram. So for your daily fantasy advice, go to follow us on Instagram @fantasyfootballcoaches. That's all it is. Fantasy Football Coaches. Follow us on Instagram. We'll answer any questions you have on there. Check out our daily advice. And then also, we're on iTunes. So go ahead and subscribe to us, the Fantasy Football Coaches podcast on iTunes. Go look it up. Subscribe.
Give us a rating if you want. Support us.
And you will hear this. It will automatically, the podcast that we put up will automatically download the day that it comes out, the minute that it comes out. So you won't even have to search for it anymore. If you subscribe, it will automatically go to your phone, and you can listen to it on your way to work in the morning. So go ahead and do that right now.
Funny thing, one of my friends was listening to the podcast right before a draft. He was driving to the draft and listened to our podcast and the sleepers. So he ended up picking Victor Cruz right in front of me, and right before he did it. He said, "Hey, thanks for the podcast advice, the sleeper advice," and he drafts Victor Cruz right when I was going to get him. So that really made me mad, Cody. Really made me mad.
Yeah, you did. Well, that's good, though, because at least people are, taking this advice and...
And using it.
Yeah, and using it. And so let's see.
He also told me that, I didn't even realize this, but if you go back and listen, we said wide receiver corpse, instead of wide receiver core. It was our first one. Maybe we're a little too excited. And actually, I think it's because I watched The Corpse Bride the day before. And I don't know what I was thinking, wide receiver corpse. And then you actually started saying wide receiver corpse after I messed up.
Well, I was probably talking about Keenan Allen and, Martavis Bryant, people like that who are pretty much dead to us right now.
Yeah. Keenan Allen is dead. He's pretty much a corpse.
Yeah.
I'm not touching him. All right, let's move on to these running back rankings here. All right, at one, we have Adrian Peterson, 2, Le'Veon Bell, 3, Jamaal Charles, 4, Eddie Lacy. That would be our top tier.
Top tier right here. Okay. So, yeah, a lot of people, they have Le'Veon Bell going ahead of AP at number 1. I don't like it. I mean, both 1 and 2 are semi-question marks. AP's coming back from a year-long suspension, and Le'Veon Bell is on a 2-game suspension. But AP had a year off of football. His body's rested. He's ready to go. This is the number one fantasy back.
Hey, all reports, all beat reporters saying he looks great out there. Like, this dude hasn't lost a step.
Yes, and so I look for AP to get revenge on the league and just run like a bull this entire season.
Yeah, I feel like if he would got slower or lost a step at all, we have heard about it by now. And that obviously isn't the case. This dude is Superman.
Yeah, and AP, it doesn't hurt when you have the best offense that you're going to be running with throughout your whole career. This is the best offense he's had.
I disagree with that one. I'm a Brett Favre guy. Come on, man. When Brett Favre was there and they went to the NFC Championship and lost to the Saints, they had definitely had a better offense.
Okay.
At least a smarter, I wouldn't say smarter QB, but a better QB.
Okay, well, let me rephrase that.
Brett Favre being the smartest guy ever.
Let me rephrase that. The best talent he's had since Favre.
Okay, there we go.
Because he has talent on the outside on wideouts, and he has a smart quarterback in Bridgewater. So I like AP, his offense this year, and I really see him putting up those number one halfback numbers. So Le'Veon Bell falls in at number 2. Of course, if he was a full 16 games, I may pick him over AP, maybe. But Bell's a stud when he's on the field. Big Ben relies on him in the passing game.
80 catches last year.
Yeah, and he's a goal line back, too, so he's going to get touchdowns. He's going to get receiving touchdowns. I really like Le'Veon Bell. Like, AP is my 1A. Le'Veon Bell is my 1B. And, Charles and Lacy, they're just there because they're consistent. Charles and Lacy are really consistent ever since they've been in the league, barring injury. So they fall... We feel comfortable taking them as a third and fourth running back off the board.
That's the top tier. They got to go first round, top 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Next guy. Let's go our next tier. It's going to start off with DeMarco Murray, Marshawn Lynch, LeSean McCoy, Matt Forte, Jermaine Hill. Jeremy Hill. When I say Jermaine?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, me and him were close like that. I call him Jermaine.
Oh, okay.
He called me Coach Kyle, so, We're close like that. And finally, finishing off, C.J. Anderson.
Okay. So DeMarco Murray is probably number five on here because of me. I really like DeMarco Murray this year. I know a lot of people are staying away from him, but this was the number one back last year. And he's going to a team that's going to keep him fresh. And, I mean, for me, freshness is a big thing. I think Murray's going to still get those touches, but not nearly as much. He's not going to lead the league like he did last year. But he's going to be more efficient in that offense because that Eagles scheme is meant for running the ball. And so I see Murray getting a lot of touches. And I don't see Matthews or Sproles vulturing many touchdowns from him.
True, but I feel like if you draft Murray, you have to draft Ryan Matthews. You have to get him.
Yeah, oh yeah, I completely agree. In both leagues I have Murray, I have Matthews as a handoff. I make sure to go out and get him because if Murray does go down, Matthews instantly becomes RB1 for me.
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay, let's move on. What is about Marshawn Lynch? Any concerns there? He's getting older, last year on the contract.
No concerns for me. Lynch is as consistent as they come.
He's like a mini AP, Adrian Peterson. The dude, you know, the age doesn't affect him at all, and he doesn't seem to tire down at all from all these carries.
Yeah, and I mean, his running style, you figure it'll take its toll on his body. It hasn't. And so I like Lynch. He's consistent. He just doesn't put up those number one, number two running back type numbers overall. And that's what these first five people can do, I feel. And so that's why I have Lynch at six.
What do you think Lynch's like secret is? Do you think it's all those Skittles or what?
It might be. I may have to start eating them.
Yeah, me too. My lower back's killing me. I'm getting old. I think I might start going Skittles. All right, let's go on to then we have LeSean McCoy. Okay, the hamstring injury.
I'm not, like we said before, we're not worried about the hamstring injury with McCoy. We feel he'll be fine and put up solid numbers in that run-heavy offense. So we really like McCoy. But let's talk about Matt Forte. A lot of people have him higher than this. We have him eighth. Why do we have him so high?
I don't really think that's high at all. I think that's perfect, actually. The guy's been consistent. He catches balls out of the backfield. PPR, you definitely want him. Maybe lower than eight. I'd take him over Lynch in a PPR. But I like Forte. They lost Kelvin White. They lost Brandon Marshall. They're probably going to rely on him even more. And Matt Forte is one of the guys who picks up most of the touches in the entire offense more than any other player. So he's going to get his touches. He's going to get his looks. He's going to get his targets in the passing game. So I think Forte at eight, I mean, he's getting a little bit older. He's had a lot of touches. He's a smaller guy. But, you know, it's still number eight.
Yeah, that's, I agree with you there. The big question mark we have here, and a lot of people are probably like, why do these people have C.J. Anderson at number 10? People are picking him as high as the number three or four running back this season, which I think is absurd. Why did we put Anderson at 10?
Good question. I had him at six, and you had him, I think.
I had him at 12.
Yeah, so you tell me.
I'll tell you, because like I already said, I do not like the situation he's in, and he's not proven to me. He came in at the middle half of last year and ended up being like a top three running back from when he came in, fantasy running back, that is. But I don't like the situation. People saw him run. They're going to zone in on him more. And also, Ronnie Hillman's looking really good.
Ronnie Hillman, I was just about to say, Ronnie Hillman's looking really good.
He's so going to take some touches from C.J. Anderson.
C.J. Anderson, you know, has like a bad game or, you know, misses a blocking assignment. I can see Ronnie Hillman doing the same thing C.J. Anderson did. And Ronnie Hillman comes in there, takes a starting spot, and doesn't lose it and look back the entire year.
That's exactly why I have C.J. Anderson so low, is because every other running back I have in front of him are more consistent and have more job security.
You know, yeah. You know what? I actually had, I'm looking over here at my stats, I had him at number 10, actually, and it was Coach Hedrick. He had him at six.
Oh, okay. That's what threw off our rankings. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Coach Hedrick.
Yeah, we have other coaches that will be dropping by and spreading the fantasy word with us.
Oh, yeah. And our next episode, you're going to get to meet one of them. And so here we go, number nine, Jeremy Hill. What do you have to say about that?
Hey, the dude's a workhorse. He's a touchdown machine. Even though Gio Bernard is there, you know, there's a room for two guys there, okay? Gio Bernard's role is mostly the third down guy now because Jeremy Hill's so effective.
Yep, and he's so effective in the goal line, so he's going to get a lot of touchdowns. I see Hill getting 12-plus touchdowns this season rushing the ball. And so let's move on to that third tier. We have Justin Forsett at 11, Lamar Miller at 12, Alfred Morris at 13, and Melvin Gordon at 4, or Mark Ingram at 14.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the next tier. Forsett, Miller, Morris, Ingram.
Yeah, I'm actually starting to feel a little bit down on Morris now. I'm almost thinking about bumping him out of that tier because that Redskins offense is just looking so terrible. Yeah. RG3 looks so terrible. I mean,
they need to do right now is bench RG3.
Yeah, and go Kirk Cousins, and I'd feel a little bit better about Morris.
Heck, I feel more comfortable if they start McCoy over RG3. RG3, he needs to be benched.
You think so? Well, I don't know. They just look like a mess right now, the Redskins. Let's talk about Justin Forsett. A lot of people have him up and actually going late first round, and I just don't feel comfortable doing that. Same thing with C.J. Anderson, actually. If Forsett, you know, has a bad game, they put his backup in.
Yeah, Buck Allen.
Buck Allen, that's right, Buck Allen. Hey, if he has a couple good games, a couple good carries there, maybe he gets a starting job and Forsett's back on the bench or just a third down back, regulated to third downs.
Yeah. And with Forsett, you're not going to get 10-plus touchdowns with him. His points are going to come from yards, rushing yards and receiving yards. So Forsett is not a top 10 running back this season. And PPR, I'll bump him up just because of that Mark Trestman offense. But other than that, I'm staying away from him. But some guy I'm not staying away from, Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram, even though you have C.J. Spiller there, him staying healthy is, well, that's not guaranteed at all. Obviously, he's hurt right now. C.J. Spiller's always kind of been an injury risk. Mark Ingram surprised me last year because I think we had him ranked 38 or something.
Yeah,
around
he was
that.
Low. He came out of nowhere
came
last year.
Came out of nowhere,
year.
Helped a lot of fantasy teams get to the playoffs. But I think I had him a little bit higher, around 18 or 19 on my board. So I'm actually not the biggest fan of Ingram.
I'm a big fan of him. I'm going to tell you why. He's going to get touchdowns in that offense. He's the goal line back. And Breeze is going to march him down the field. Breeze, his passing touchdowns have gone down year from year. And so look for Ingram to vulture some of those running back, some of those in red zone touchdowns. And so I like Ingram's touchdown potential. And he's just running like a bull right now. He's looking like a Marshawn Lynch. And so look for Ingram to put up top RB2 numbers where he is in our rankings. Look for him to put those up. I don't see him putting up RB1 numbers, but I do see him putting up high RB2 numbers.
Gordon already hit on him, so let's go ahead and get to that next tier.
Okay, next tier. We got Melvin Gordon at 15, Jonathan Stewart at 16, Frank Gore at 17, and Joseph Randle 18.
All right, so first thing I notice is Gordon at 15. I definitely want Gore to be above him, okay? Even though Gore was on my bus, I'm starting to come around. Your argument made me come around a little bit, and I'm really thinking Gore can at least get 900 yards and 8 touchdowns.
I don't see Gore being out of juice this season. I see him getting, you know, proper rest with Indy, and he's gonna be solid again this year. 2-1.
Yeah, Joseph Randle. I had a lot more confidence in him earlier in the year, but the last preseason game, they actually started McFadden for the whole first quarter. So I don't know if they're trying to prove something to Randle, trying to make him like work for his spot harder. But, I mean, I'm not too concerned because McFadden will probably only last another quarter before he breaks something
yeah.
in his body. But so I'm not too worried about Joseph Randle. But I do like Joseph Randle better than Gordon. What about you?
Yeah, so do I. I don't like McFadden. He only got those carries probably because the Cowboys wanted to see what he had. He hasn't played all preseason. They wanted to see what he had, so they put him out there with that first team to see what he could do.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't impress, just like normal. So I think Joseph Randle, they're really going to make him that cowbell back. Of course, McFadden's going to cut into some of his carries, but I see Randle getting the majority of the carries over there.
Oh, yeah.
And behind that offensive line, no reason he can't get over 1,000 yards rushing.
Yeah, he won't do what DeMarco did. Don't expect that, but he's going to have a solid year.
he is not bad to have as your RB2 this season.
No, lots of upside. Probably the most upside you can get in an RB2, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. There's Coach Hedrick again, shooting Gordon above all these people, and it's because he drafted him in one of our leagues. He loves Melvin Gordon.
He's all about that Gordon.
Yeah.
All right, and then Latavius Murray, who I'm liking more and more. I'm starting to be a believer.
Yeah, Latavius Murray comes in at number 19 for us, and I'm starting to be more of a believer, too. He is running really well, and I see him looking really good this preseason, so I'm excited about him in the season. Yes, Oakland's a black hole, but I feel like they're going to produce some decent fantasy numbers this season. Derek Carr's, I mean, he might be a viable backup on a bye week, but you're not starting Derek Carr. But I can see you starting Latavius Murray as your RB2 and Amari Cooper as your wide receiver, too.
Yeesh.
And so,
I'm not a fan of Cooper that much as you.
I love Cooper.
PPR, I'm loving Cooper, but I don't see the guy getting many touchdowns.
I love Cooper. I mean, Derek Carr threw 8 touchdowns to James Jones last year. James Jones. I feel Cooper's way superior talent, so I don't know. I can see Cooper getting those 8 touchdowns. But
I don't think James Jones gets the same respect. I don't think they were double teaming James Jones. I think Cooper will get the double team, but we'll see.
We'll see. But yeah, so that's Latavius Murray coming in at 19.
Let's move on to the next tier. Let's move on.
Okay, next tier. These are our last tier from 20 to 24, and this is going to round out your RB2 numbers in 12 team leagues. All right, so number 20, we have Andre Ellington, 21, Amir Abdullah, 22, Carlos Hyde, 23, Doug Martin, 24, LeGarrette Blount.
Okay, your thoughts?
My thoughts, actually, let's add in one more. Let's go 25, Todd Gurley, too, because I love Todd Gurley. I want to throw him in there. I'm going to put him tied with LeGarrette Blount. So, all right, let's talk about Ellington. Ellington, I love his talent. I love Ellington's talent. It's just if he can stay healthy.
Another risk, yeah.
Another risk. If he can stay healthy, he'll put up solid RB2 numbers for you all season. We've already seen it in the preseason. They give him goal line touches. He's a scare out of the backfield for catching the ball. And mm-hmm. So I really like Ellington. So let's go to our second rookie running back, Amir Abdullah.
We already talked about him, but I like Amir a lot. I'm very high on him. Out of all the rookies, he's actually number one for me. Joyke Bell, banged up right now, and will more than likely be banged up throughout the season. I think Abdullah's going to win. Once he gets his chance, he's going to win that starting job there.
Oh, yeah, I agree. So let's have you talk about Carlos Hyde right here at 22, because I have him like late 20s. I'm not a big fan of Carlos Hyde, and so why do you have him so high?
Well, because the coach flat out said he's going to get 250 carries. So if he believes in him that much to give him that many carries, I'm believing in Hyde. You know, the okay. offensive line might be the best. They actually look pretty good against Dallas, the offensive line. So, yeah, I'm actually I'm not high on Hyde, but I'm going to go ahead and take him. Or is he going in the fifth round?
Yeah.
Not much earlier. His ADP is fourth. But if he's in her fifth, I'm going to take him for the right value. Right
yeah,
spot.
Like for me, like I said, I'm just not a fan of him. I do not see him putting up RB2 type numbers. If he does, he'll be very bottom tier, like number 24, 25 overall.
Talk about Doug Martin. What do you think about him?
Oh, man, I love Doug Martin this year. He looked amazing in his last preseason game. He had 6 carries for 59 yards, and all of them he ran hard. So I think Doug Martin's in for a huge bounce-back year. He's not going to reach his rookie numbers, 1,400 rushing yards. He'll probably get – I can see him getting 1,200 rushing yards this season. I like Doug Martin.
They should be leaning on the run a lot with Winston there.
Yeah, and Martin, I mean, he showed he's ready for it. He had an amazing run where he broke like 3 tackles, and it looked like he was going to get tackled by like 4 people at once, and he scattered out of it. So I really like Doug Martin.
All right, so that's part one of our running backs podcast. We're going to go part two later on, but let's go ahead and get to these emails. Our next podcast will be part two. We'll go over the running backs 25 through, I believe, 40.
Okay, yeah, running backs 25 through 40 to round out the running backs, and also a little bit of draft strategy for you. But yeah, let's get to this mailbag.
All right. So you can email us at fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. You can message us on Instagram. We're at fantasyfootballcoaches. You can tweet us at fantasycoaches. Underscore fantasy coaches. Some D-bag took fantasy football coaches, and it is not even active, but we can't get that name, unfortunately. So there goes that.
And like we said, we're on iTunes now, so that's pretty big. So just go and subscribe to us, and you'll be able to listen to the podcast as soon as we put them up.
Okay, so we have Katie here. I see that your rankings have Russell Wilson at number 6. Most rankings have him at 3. Why do you coaches see are so low on him?
We're low on him because...
We mentioned this in the beginning of the show, but we just don't think he's going to duplicate those rushing yards.
Yeah, it's very hard for a quarterback to duplicate 800 rushing yards and 6 rushing touchdowns. I don't see it.
And he's a smaller guy, and I just don't see it happening.
I don't see it either. All the defenses in that division got better except for the Niners. The Rams and the Cardinals defense is looking really good. And so, and they know how to contain Russell Wilson. They're going to contain him this year, rushing-wise. And so they're going to make Russell beat him with his arm. And I don't see that happening. So I don't think he's going to get 800 rushing yards again this season.
No, definitely not. So I definitely like Big Ben and...
Peyton Manning, Drew Brees over Russell Wilson this season.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe even Matt Ryan. Actually, we have Matt Ryan above him?
Yeah.
I have it in front of me. Okay, thought so. All right, next question from Richard. What's your opinion on the 0 running back draft strategy? Have a week draft this weekend. Was considered doing it at pick 12. What do you think? Well, 0 running back strategy, pure strategy would be not drafting a running back in the first 4 to 5 rounds. What's your opinion on that? So if you do that, you're looking to probably start LeGarrette Blount and Rashad Jennings or Isaiah Crowell. So basically, you don't go running backs early. You pick up your stud receivers and quarterback and tight end, and you just gamble. You just grab a lot of running backs at the end of the draft, and you hope one of them hit.
Yeah,
actually, 2 of them hit.
Pretty much, you're going with the running back corpse strategy.
Yeah.
And I don't like it at all. And I have yet to see someone who won a league because of that.
I mean, you look on Twitter, someone's going to tweet you that they did. But, I mean, there's always some person who did. But then again, who was in that league? How many people? How bad were the owners?
Yeah, I mean, every blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, if you did that last year and you had CJ Anderson and Justin Forsett, okay, yeah, maybe you did. But the odds of that are very, very rare.
Very rare.
I do agree with that you do not have to draft a top running back in the first round. Or especially the end of the first round, because there's those receivers there, they're guaranteed to get you the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, if I have pick 12 overall and most of those running backs are gone that we talked about, like Jamal Charles, Eddie Lacy,
at first tier,
you know, Marshawn Lynch, Murray Peterson, then I'm comfortable going Antonio Brown if he's still there.
Dez Julio,
Demaryius Thomas. I'm fine with any one of those wideouts and Odell Beckham at 12 overall. Because you can wrap around and get a running back such as,
Forte,
LeSean McCoy, Jeremy Hill.
Justin Forsett.
So I'm perfectly fine with
that. I'm more of the – I don't want to say I have a strategy, but I do want to get at least one top running back out of my first 3 picks. And then later on, what I usually do is I'm drafting a lot of running backs. I'm trying to just hit on one running back. I do want my number one – I want a solid number one running back.
But yeah.
At the end of a draft, yeah, I definitely see myself getting a Dez or a Julio or a Calvin at the very end or beginning of a second.
Yeah, so, yeah. Any other questions?
Any other questions? I think I have one. Let me pull up the Instagram here. How did I do? Not bad. We have a Instagram. You can message on Instagram. Here we have B Jacko, and she wants to know how she did in her draft. Here's her team. It's PPR. Her quarterback is Peyton Manning. She has Alfred Morris as running back. Jonathan Stewart is running back. Her running back receiver is Frank Gore, or her flex is Frank Gore. She has Odell Beckham Jr., Andre Johnson, Julius Thomas, Ravens D. What do you think about that team? Marcus Wheaton on the bench. That's going to pay off.
That's definitely a sleeper pick for her now. But, when I first looked at it, I was like, man, I really like this team. She drafted really solid. And then I heard it was PPR. And it's still a pretty good draft. I mean, anytime you get Peyton Manning and then Odell Beckham and Andre Johnson, I mean, it's going to be a decent draft for you. But PPR, I do not like her running backs. I don't like Alfred Morris and Jonathan Stewart in those PPR leagues. Gore, I do. I like him. But Morris and Stewart, I don't.
Her receiving core looks really good. I like her receiving core, especially with Marcus Wheaton back there. Andre Johnson, Odell Beckham, they all look good. So
yeah,
maybe later on, if your running backs aren't producing like you want, go ahead and trade Marcus Wheaton, or if he hits, or Andre Johnson for a good running back.
Yeah, because, I mean, your receiver cores are really strong, and, I mean, you can't go wrong with Peyton Manning. Yeah. So, really like your team. You did good, Bajaco, and, yeah, just...
Maybe we should get lucky and Tevin Coleman will hit on the bench. She has Tevin Coleman as well. Yeah. Well, that's actually all the time we have here at Fantasy Football Coaches.
Okay, yeah.
Tell them where they can follow us.
Okay, so once again, you can follow us on Instagram at Fantasy Football Coaches, and you can also follow us on Twitter at _ Fantasy Coaches. And then if you have any questions and would like a copy of our 2015 cheat sheets, send us an email at fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. They will help you win your league. And so signing off, once again, thank you for listening. This is Coach Dylan.
And this is Coach Skiles saying good luck on your drafts and enjoy your preseason week 3. Study some film.